Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
How do you just move on from it? You toss out the tape, or you kind of just, or do you try to learn as much as you can from it before you move on to game three?
I mean, yeah, you do got to move on. I don't like to move on from this because it has to hurt. They tried to embarrass us. They did embarrass us. So I think we got to realize that. Use it as fuel, whatever you want to say, but realize that the game can get out of hand whenever you're playing against a really good team like them that can score the ball and get stops. So overall, we just have to be better. We got a tough job to do to go over there and win, but if they did it, we can do it as well.
Oh no.
Jimmy Butler, post-game, talking about the Celtics embarrassing. He doesn't want to forget it. And that's great. Good for him. You shouldn't forget it.
Oh, you know, man, like, you done did it now.
I would think the Celtics kind of felt like they were embarrassed in the third quarter. I mean, it's just kind of the way it goes, right? It's one of those things.
You done did it now.
Oh, now you
done
think,
pissed them off.
Now you think he's pissed off.
I don't like to move on from this because it has to hurt. About it?
Listen to this guy. Listen to him. He's like, you gotta embrace the pain.
Oh, please.
You gotta like embrace it.
He plays
it. You gotta feel trapped through.
Yeah, go ahead.
What's more likely in this series, that the Heat push it to 7 or that Jimmy Butler tries to fight Eric Spoelstra again?
Oh, easily. I'm going with fight. Someone is going to pay for this loss, and it's probably going to be the weakest link, you know, and that would be Spoelstra. He's going to blame Spoelstra somehow, or maybe it's Strews. I don't know. Maybe it's – who else could it be? Tyler Hero?
He won't go after Tyler Hero. Hero's like too gangster.
It's too valuable.
By the way, it is Merlone, Flory, and Mega. We are live in our Ford Clubhouse Fenway studio. We are here before every Red Sox home game. It's brought to you by your New England Ford dealers and Ford Trucks, the official truck of the Red Sox. I think Jimmy Butler is... Remember how we saw Giannis just sort of wear down physically? And I felt like how we sort of saw maybe KD or Kyrie Irving sort of wear down mentally when they realized that they just couldn't beat this team. I think Jimmy Butler, we're going to start seeing that about game four. I think we're going to just start seeing him like give it everything he's got because you respect him. He plays hard, offense, defense, everything else. But I think that slow walk back to the locker room after games, you're going to start seeing that head down like we just can't beat this team. They're just too deep. They're too big.
Yeah, I don't think that's in Jimmy Butler's DNA to react that way. If anything, like I said, and this is just who he's been at every stop that he's made, I think he's more likely to lash out at the at the people who are not, which is kind of fair. I mean, maybe it doesn't make you the best teammate,
but you know what?
He's the emotional leader here, and if Oladipo and Adebayo are not freaking showing up in the Eastern Conference Finals, and I'm Jimmy Butler, then I probably am, like... challenging them to, you know, scrimmage against me in practice or whatever he did when he was with the Wolves. Like, that
was him
ridiculous.
And four scrubs against the starters in Minnesota. Yeah.
How would you like to be one of those scrubs and have people ask you, like, hey, weren't you one of the worst guys on the team who Jimmy Butler pointed out was like, you're with me. This is how good I am. You suck.
Yeah.
And we're going to take on the starting lineup.
What a great team leader.
But that's who he is. Like, I don't see him going hang dog and hanging his head. I see him getting, like, that was pretty hangdog yesterday media, but I see him like lashing out.
I will say that I do think he has some fight in him, but I am a little bit on Lou's side because it does become like a lot. It overwhelms you just with your lack of ability just to catch up.
Is it like how you felt when you were in Washington?
Exactly.
Exactly. This is just depressing.
Yes, you kind of realize your fate, but there is, I know we're joking, but there is something to that. You go, I remember just getting, you know, our asses kicked by certain teams and going, We can't beat them. We don't have the personnel. We don't have the coaching. They have the coaching. I just don't think they have the bodies. No. Some of their starters should be coming off the bench. Like Tyler Hero should be starting.
All right.
Like that's what they should start with there.
All right, Celtics fans, are we getting ahead of ourselves? Or you're like me. I mean, you pretty much feel like this thing is over. Like they can't match up. 617-779-7937. I want to hear more from Jimmy Butler praising one Marcus Smart and the impact he had in game two.
As a defensive player of the year, night in, night out, taking that matchup and being able to play on both sides of the ball, that's crucial for them. He was a big part of them winning this game tonight, along with Al Horford. Obviously, JT and JB do what they do, but they came out and willed that organization, that team, to a dub. So you got to respect him and what he does.
So, Mago, before yesterday, we were talking about more of an impact, right? Al Horford or Marcus Smart. And I think all of us kind of agreed it was going to be Marcus Smart, given the team you're playing. Was that the Marcus Smart game? Because he was fantastic. He was defensively setting tones, getting steals early on in that game, hitting shots. It just seemed like the energy he brought, he was the difference. There's your Smart game.
He was definitely the difference. I don't know, because it was such a good game for Jaylen Brown, too. I thought that was the best that Jaylen Brown looked through these playoffs, the closest he came to a complete game. He was draining threes early.
One turnover.
He was very physical. He was all over the court in a way that he had that fire. Like Jaylen Brown sometimes gets this fire lit from inside him that we don't get to see very often. We see it like once every seven games. And when it happens, he goes off. And I felt like that was the first time that we saw it in these playoffs. I want to call it the Smart game, but it feels like... What he did with
he has a half. Oh, he has a half. All right, so now he's got a full game.
What he did was so closely matched by Brown and Tatum. I feel like it's more just like the Stars game. Like your starters showed up. We always talk about in the playoffs role players, even if they are starters, like Horford having games, but it was like your big dog showed up tonight, and because of that, everybody got to eat.
So you know, I was kind of mocking Ime a little bit, just playfully, you know, with the whole, like, after game one, like, you know, our calming effect, you know, we need those guys, you know, we need our teddy bears. It's like the team can't, you know, coexist in a bad situation without Al Horford and Marcus Smart. But it seemed like that's kind of what the situation is. Like, Marcus Smart and Al Horford or like the voice of reason and the calming presence that the team needs when things get hectic and chaotic. Like, I mean, yes, it's like, here, the adult comes back in the room and he's gonna, it's like he's the closer, he's the wolf. Like he just handles everything. If there's a problem, Wolfie comes in and settles it. That's what Marcus Smart and Al Horford is. You gotta give him a new nickname now.
Why don't you he's lost the wolf. Me there, Wolfie? Why is he a wolf?
Have you see now? I don't remember the movie I'm thinking about with the what movie?
Like, I don't know. When I think of a wolf, like a wolf pack.
Ryan, knows. You guys,
he's the leader.
Quentin Tarantino
pack?
Movie.
So with a wolfie?
Yeah. Let me ask you.
The wolf handles everything. You're referencing either Pulp Fiction or Reservoir Dogs, I think.
Pulp Fiction. Reservoir Dogs.
Okay.
Reservoir Dogs.
Both movies. Yes.
All right, listen, I want to get more into Marcus Smart,
yes.
But let's get to the phone calls. How confident are you, Celtics fans, right now with the way this series, with the way Game 2 went moving forward? 617-779-7937. Let's go to Eddie in the car, if that works. Go ahead, Eddie.
Guys, how are you? What a great Friday afternoon. It's going to be a gorgeous weekend in Boston. The series is all tied up. I'm wondering when it set in for Jimmy Butler that the Celtics team was better. I'm going to guess that probably midway through the third when he said, are you kidding me? These guys are going to keep doing this all the way? Reality set in, and that's when they realized, holy cow, we don't match up against the Celtics. Feel good? Of course we feel good. I'll tell you what I learned. I learned when the Celtics have all their players and they come to play, they can't be beat. That's what happened with them last night. They came to play.
Thanks, Eddie. I don't know if they can't be beat. You know, but it was really, I mean, think about Rob Williams out there and Al and Smart. I mean, when was the last time all three of these guys worked together, you know, playing, you know, and it just, you look at it. I don't think Jimmy Butler felt like that after game one, or game two, I should say. Because he's probably looking at it like, they got hot, no big deal. It wasn't our night. It's 1-1, we go to Boston. I think it settles in after game three. I think it settles in at halftime of game four when he's just like, you know, the answer, what he expects the answer to be from this Heat team, they come in game three ready to go and it's still not enough. Then I think it starts settling in more and more with every single game.
Yeah. So, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, Christian. I was going to say, like, just think about the opportunity that they have on Saturday, really, because, Now, they probably think they can come in, they just kind of laid an egg, they just thought they could roll the basketball out there and just kind of show up, and maybe they felt like they had a nice little cushion, and they stole one, and you know what, so they weren't as, you know, uptight about it. Can you, like, so to me, this is the Celtics' opportunity to really not fall into the situation that they fell in against the Bucks. You win one, we win one, we learn our lesson, you learn your lesson, and we push this thing to 7 games. I don't think they need to do that. This needs to be a situation where, okay, we screwed up, we messed up. Let's not allow ourselves to kind of trip over our own shoelaces when we host them at home for the first game. Go up 2-1. Like, take their soul away from them, because like they will give up.
Like what they did in game 3. I mean, they blew them out in game 2, the Bucks, and they came out at halftime, and they were still up big. What was it, 8 or 10 at halftime? And then that third quarter happened, and they got careless with the basketball. You know, was it like a great game 2, a great first half? Did they start getting a little overconfident? Yeah, we are a great team, and they just didn't show up in the third quarter. I think this team learns its lesson. I hope they learned their lesson. And I think you see a little different here at the Garden Saturday night.
I think if you're the Celtics, you got to keep just stepping on their neck.
Yeah.
Because if you're in Miami and you're trying to find the silver lining or the glass half full perspective, you're looking at last night and saying, okay, this team is not going to shoot over 51% at, like, every game. They're not going to have Jason Tatum, you know, drain like four threes and have Smart drain 5 threes and Jalen drain 4 threes. Like, that's just not going to happen every game. That's an aberration. But even so, it's like, okay, that might get you within a 4-point game with them. I guess then maybe you might be able to get some kind of emotional edge over them. They're just totally outmatched.
Well, would you say, if I said, oh, the Celtics have a killer instinct, would you agree?
A killer instinct? I don't know. I like.
Then they, if you don't know, then the answer's no.
Okay, I would say no.
Yeah.
I actually think that this team, and I give Ime Udoka a lot of credit, because I think we saw with these personnel under Brad Stevens, I thought Brad Stevens was a good coach. He was a great X's and O's coach, but there was some kind of emotional disconnect in the last 2 seasons that he was there after they went into the bubble, and this Heat team, well, a different Heat team, but this franchise, you know, stomped out their hopes of going to the finals in the bubble against the Lakers. I think that Ime Udoka has to be given credit for getting these guys disciplined in a sense where winning is not going to be easy, guys. And this team looks the worst when they look like they think that it's going to be an easy win for them. That's when they fall apart. That's when they fell apart in game 1. And it's like, dude, you didn't have 2 of your great players out there. So a killer instinct, I actually don't see it with this team. They need to be pushed.
Yeah, I feel like they're close to having a killer instinct. I feel like they're really
close.
Can
you develop an instinct?
No, I feel like, okay, first series, yes, against the Nets. Yeah, you closed them out. Like, you could have, like, you know, just kind of rested on the first 3 games. But, you know, you didn't want to just let them have life. You took it away from them. And with the Bucks, different situation, maybe a different animal, championship team with a different DNA. You were going to have to fight them to the finish. This Heat team, I feel like they have the right mentality. I just don't think that they have the muscle. That's mm-hmm. it. So they're going to be fighting you, and they're going to be gnawing and scratching and clawing to save their lives. But I just feel like that's when you really need to say, let's just be done with them now.
I think the Celtics, this group is learning that. Like you said, can you teach it, or can you learn it? Yeah, you can learn it through experience. You can learn it playing a game and trying to just run the clock out because you've got a 14-point lead to find yourself like, what did we just do? You know, and even in this game when you look at it, they're up 10. They were down 10. Next thing you know, they're up 20. Well, okay, now they're up 30. You know what I mean? They're learning that you can't take your foot off the gas. Now, there's been some stumbles, even the last couple of weeks. But I think they are learning. I wanted to ask you guys, were you surprised that Ime stuck with some of these guys as long as they did in the fourth quarter? I mean, it's a 31-point victory. And Marcus Smart, who missed his first game because of a sprained foot or whatever the hell he's got going on, is still out there in the court. Is he trying to get him the triple-double? They're trying to get him a rebound? It's like Jason Tatum didn't play in the fourth quarter. Rob Williams didn't play in the fourth quarter. Perfect. I would think Marcus Smart would be the first guy you'd want to get off the court, the guy that missed the first game because he was hurt.
And Jaylen Brown was out there too, and he's got a bad hand he's been nursing
one.
For a while.
It's 31 points.
Okay, well, can I say something? Is anyone else alone?
To go.
I guess... For me, I was like okay with it because I just was, based on what happened in game 1 in the third quarter, I was like, I don't feel good about anything. Let's remove all doubt.
In the fourth quarter?
I know. 30? I'm just saying. I'm just saying. Like, and for the record, like Jaylen Brown, like 5 minutes. Al Horford, 5 minutes. Marcus Smart, 6 minutes.
Graham was in for seven. He was in for half.
They should keep him in there. He should keep him in there.
What is this? A punishment?
Yes.
These are punishment minutes.
Now you're the boss. You're the boss of all these other guys that are finally getting some playing time. How about the dudes that were in their shorts and flip-flops on the sideline again, just sitting on the bench? They probably were hoping they could get in. Hey, I'll go grab my shorts and my shoes so I can play also. No, I was, even in the third quarter, I mean, when third they were making different. A run. I know, but I was just... Let's just make sure
issues. But they made their run in the third quarter. You answered it with a 10-2 run. It went to 17, back to 25, 27. And then you come out in the first 4 minutes and turn it up to 31. I think we're good. I mean, at that point, I'm looking at a couple of guys that are dealing with some things, whether Jalen's dealing with the hammy, or whether Marcus Smart in his foot. Rob Williams didn't play perfect. I just was like, get these guys out. And they subbed everybody out and left Marcus in for like an extra minute. Just to get a rebound? Like, what? He had a fantastic game. I don't need a triple-double to put in the end of it. To me, he had a triple-double. I'll give him credit for it. Take him out early. I'll give you credit for it. It was fantastic, but there was just, I don't know, there's no need for it.
No, it's a good point, and it's not just the guys that are hurt or banged up. Like, Al Horford, how much should we talk about? They just came off a 7-game series with the most physical team in the whole league, and Al Horford is 36 and apparently had some kind of weird COVID situation. I don't think it affected his health and how well he felt, but, like, maybe we don't need to have him in for almost 6 minutes in the last quarter. I understand it seems like Ime Udoka knows his team well, knows what the players need in terms of rest versus pushing them and getting them into rhythm and getting them into game rhythm in the playoffs. But at the same time, it's like, let's not push the luck, dude.
Could it be that he was trying to play, Ime Udoka was trying to play these reserves who could potentially crack the rotation at some point with valuable guys like Smart and Jalen? This could be a lineup he could use later in the later in the playoffs, potentially. Like, you want to see more from Aaron Nesmith.
Well, Nesmith I'm fine with, but Stauskas went in there, right? Oh, he went in for Smart, I think.
Well, like, Pritchard was in for 8.5 minutes, which is fine with me. Because Pritchard,
I'm talking about the starters. The guys, they got three guys that are dealing with injuries. Yeah. Get them all out. All of them. Every single one of them.
But, okay, so Tyler, to your point, you're thinking that this is a chemistry experiment of, can they play with Brown? Can they play with Smart? And how do they complement them?
Potentially, because I think if you just throw in the five guys, like, with Malik Fitz and Luke Kornet, like, you're not gaining anything. Like, of course, you're gaining the stars coming off the court and reducing their minutes load, but you're also gaining valuable experience with guys who know how to run the offense, and so more reps you can get with the Nick Stauskas, who's played a lot of games in this league. He could be that shooter that you run off screens for a late second play when you're down three.
Never. Those guys aren't playing in any meaningful minutes, right? You know that, Tyler.
No, I doubt it, but I mean, I'm saying the game experience is actually valuable to coaches.
Sure. No, I agree with you.
So get them more experience. Yeah. Get them in there. You know, because I'm just looking at it. And the first guys, you had, again, Williams and Tatum didn't start the fourth. So it was Jalen, Pritchard, Grant, Smart, and Horford. Okay, there's five guys that play a lot together. And the first subs were Tice and Nesmith. They went in for Jalen and Horford. So, okay, Nesmith and Tice, they're going to be part of it as well. So you're saying you wanted to lead them in with Smart and some of these other guys, Pritchard and Williams?
Well, I'm saying it's different than, like, Game 7 against the Bucks when you're blowing them out and you're bringing in the last 2 minutes, like Malik Fitz and Luke Kornet. Like, you're just emptying your bench to get them off the floor. That makes sense. But with the whole quarter and you're up 30, I know the game's not – it's never in doubt at that point, but there is some game experience.
So I think at the end of yesterday's show, I think you had them winning by 8.
I had 8.
I had 13. Yeah.
Okay. So everybody was wrong.
What do you mean?
It was a blowout.
Well, I was the closest.
I think Ryan said a blowout. Am I correct on that?
Yeah, on Mini Mud, I said they're going to blow doors. That's exactly what it is. 25 points blowing doors? I think it's blowing doors.
Oh, my God. Yeah. This is complete
13
blowing
is
doors.
Not blowing doors.
And I'll say this, too. Like, the two stars, the superstar you have, Jason Tatum. Like, there's been many nights where he had 30 and 34 that weren't as impactful as this one, and he had 27. I mean, 8 for 13 shooting, 4 for 6 from 3, 7 for 7 from the line, 5 assists, 5 rebounds, you know, a steal like this. You know, I remember one time we were talking about, like, what do you want from Tatum? What do you want, 8, 9 points every quarter? It's like, no, I just want it to be meaningful. I want it to be efficient. I don't want it to be hollow. And I would say he and Jaylen Brown both, they didn't go for 35, 40, but those are very good, efficient games from both of them.
No, I think you're right. And the other thing that I just loved from him was the adjustment. Like, he adjusted to the mistakes that he made, not just in the ball handling, but like I said before, that quick release, like not giving them the time to set up a trap on him or try to pick his pocket or anything like that. And just being a lot more crafty instead of letting Jimmy Butler jump his passing lanes. Like, just being more freaking proactive. We don't see a ton of that from Jason Tatum all the time. So I got to absolutely credit him when he brings it in this game.
Yeah, and the other thing, the most of all the issues that they had in game one, you did not see in game two. They shot better. They didn't turn the ball over nearly. I don't think Marcus Smart had a turnover the entire game. And that alone will keep them in every single game.
He had one turnover, FYI.
But 12 assists to the one turnover is like all-time good.
That's 12 really good. Assists,
I'm going to say
one
zero.
Turnover.
Yeah. He basically had zero.
And that one game he had one assist. Remember, he had one game against the Bucks where he had one assist. He had 12.
It almost shows you how valuable he was, because Jalen and Jason couldn't initiate the offense, especially without Al Horford. So Smart comes back, and the offense is just flowing and, you know, pedal to the metal.
Like he's a point guard.
Yeah, but it also makes you wonder, like, how hurt was he?
Like, I mean, he does this a lot.
He was hopping around like game one the whole time being a cheerleader. He comes out in game two and looks fantastic.
So you think he wanted just a couple days off before the series?
Maybe we talk about it. It's just being overly cautious. I don't know. And then maybe they've lost Al and they're like, what are we going to do? Just stick with it, right? Overly cautious and leave Smart out. He'll be healthy the rest of the way. Who knows? It worked out. You went out of there 1-1 out of Miami. All right, when we come back, someone in this room would like to compare it to the 08 team. Team that took home Banner 17. We will do that next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.